It was a grand moment for 16-year-old Addison Mountain from Frog Lake First Nation. Mountain was one of 30 participants in the Miss Teen Canada Petite 2021-2022 competition in Toronto on August 11th, and she won the crown. She tells us the process of the pageant.
It was a 12-day pageant in Toronto in August. And the first 3 days we were there, we practiced our walk and like posing, and we got ready for regionals, because you would get your regional title. And then my regional title was Central Alberta Globe. And then after regionals, that was full 3 days. I think it was 3 days. We had 3 days before there's this thing called Fashion Week. 3 days before Fashion Week, we had salsa night and karaoke. And then after that, we had Fashion Week. Fashion Week was when we did all our runway shows and all our fashion shows the last day. And the last day was our international, like where we were crowned our titles.
Mountain said she struggled with anxiety and her body image throughout her teenage years. She was not used to public speaking and always kept to herself growing up. She tells When Speaker Media that her platform was on missing and murdered women and girls. She tells us how important it was for her to take part in this event and said it really helped boost her self-confidence.
Why it was important to me was because I wanted to do it for my own, or to get over these things, because I was, I just wanted to, just because of like my, body positivity, I didn't see myself as beautiful. I was always like, I would always look at myself in the mirror and tell myself that I wasn't beautiful, or like I would find like something on my body that I didn't like. I always like thought of myself as wasn't beautiful, and now I got over that, and I'm not like that no more. I have like my mindset changed.
Mountain was ecstatic when she was crowned for the regional title Miss Central Alberta, but when she was crowned Miss Teen Canada Petite 2021-2022, she was shocked and was very happy that she won. She gives advice to young women that are interested in participating in events like this.
They're wanting to do something like this. I feel like they should just do what they want to do and don't listen to anyone that's stopping them, because I am recruiting girls right now, and some of them are, I get some messages that are saying like, oh, I wish I could do this, but I won't have people that will support me, or I wish I could do this, but I'm not pretty and stuff like that. And I just feel like they should just do it because they want to do it, not do it because other people tell them they can't do it.
Both of Mountain's parents are very proud of her and were with her throughout the whole event. They all cried happy tears together. She says she wants to inspire young kids to do something like this and get out of their comfort zone. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.